So, when Christians claim that now that prediction that Kalki is going to come, they say that is the second coming of Jesus, and that Jesus will come on a horse. So it is not Krishna coming; it is Jesus coming. So see, every religion has to deal with the challenge of how to penetrate into the thought world of people who are following other religions. And they all come with their own ideas. So now Muslims say, Muslims accept the fact that Jesus is also a prophet. They don't accept that Jesus was the only begotten son of God. They say he's one of the prophets. And they also accept that Jesus is going to come again. But they say, when Jesus will come again, he will extol the glories of Muhammad. So, every tradition tries to appropriate the imagery, the prophecy of other traditions to serve its own purposes. That's simply the way traditions try to penetrate into other traditions. So, now, Kalki is, as I said, one of the Dashavatars. So, we could say that Krishna, it is the Supreme Lord who is going to come again. That's what the scriptures tell us. But every religion will try to do this. This is simply the way that they try to penetrate into the thought world of the other religions. And those who are simpletons, they get carried away by this. But those who are intellectually sharp, they see this as simply a strategy for misappropriation. Like I said, you have Jesus Sahasranam or you have Christopanishad. This is simply an attempt to use the imagery, use the tools of another tradition for propagating one's own tradition. Answer? Does that answer your question? Okay, thank you. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.